Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
We're your neighbors. We're your kids' sports coaches. We're your school board and chamber members, your church deacons, your local 4-H club and FFA chapter partners. Long story short, we're real people. We're real Oklahoma pig farmers, and we're real proud of it. To hear from real Oklahoma pig farmers, visit okpork.org/realpork. This message brought to you by Oklahoma's pig farmers and the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Well, at the Shots Farm Field Day last week, Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to sit down and visit with NextGen Regional Manager Shane Osborne about this year's cotton crop. According to the latest Oklahoma Crop Progress Report, back on October the 2nd, cotton conditions were rated 9% good to excellent, 28% fair, and 63% poor to very poor. Osborne said, yes, it certainly has been a tough year.
Everybody knows when you flush the toilet, it starts out at the top, and as you get closer to the drain, it's almost done, and that's basically what has gone on with the cotton in Oklahoma. Not to use a vulgar term, but we are circling the drain. It has been a very rough year. We actually started out with decent potential, but to be quite honest, the heat this year has been overwhelming. We've had an abundance of heat from early on, and a lot of areas also never received any substantial rainfall amount to develop or store water in the profile. That storage in the profile, we rely heavily on that to make cotton in Oklahoma, both for dry land, of course, but also the irrigated acre depends heavily on that storage in the profile. Our best crops come from a combination of irrigation and that storage. When we don't have that, it's going to be a very tough year. And of course, a lot of areas dealt with that. But the heat, for sure, the number of days that we've had over 100 and many areas of the Southwest over 110 even, are unfortunate. A lot of heat this year, and that's really been a tough situation for growers. So,
cotton harvest getting pretty close, Osborne said, as some producers are beginning to apply harvest aids.
It's upon us. Guys are running harvest aids, and they're pulling in the field to the south, and that's occurring a little bit more and more around here. And so those harvest aid applications are going out there. You know, that's something we help our growers with as well. And so that is going on. I think the harvest, you know, if we continue to have open weather, it will be pretty quick. Unfortunately, a lot of that harvest is happening without a stripper or picker. It's going on with a shredder because those acres are failing. And it's going to be pretty tough this year on a harvested acre number for Oklahoma.
To hear the complete conversation with Sean Osborne at NextGen, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, Oklahoma. Monica Collison here with Union Mutual Insurance. For 85 years, Union Mutual has been the preferred choice for insurance in rural Oklahoma. We've been here with you through the storms, the good times and the bad, and we'll continue to stand with you and by you in this great state of Oklahoma. When it's time to insure your rural property, give us a call or visit us at unionmutualic.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.